From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Tuesday they seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa from Islamic State militants. The American-led coalition fighting IS said the city was on the verge of liberation. That's in addition to Iraqi forces taking over more oil fields near the city of Kirkuk. Robert Raphael has more.
The military said Kurdish fighters withdrew from the Bai Hassan and Avana oil fields, leaving federal security forces to take over. Tuesday's developments followed a swift move by government forces Monday to capture the Kirkuk governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field.
Islamic State still controls areas around the eastern province and further south in the Euphrates River Valley. Israel says it will not talk with Palestinian government that includes the militant group Hamas unless a number of demands are met. The government of Israel will not carry out political negotiations with Palestinian government that relies on Hamas, a terror organization which calls for the destruction of Israel. That's a statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The statement spelled several conditions if there are ever to be talks. They include Hamas's disarmament, its repudiation of violence, and recognition of Israel. Netanyahu also wants Hamas to give up Iranian support and return the remains of two Israeli soldiers and free two Israeli citizens. Chinese President Xi Jinping and his country face both opportunity and challenge in the opening speech of the ruling Communist Party's twice-a-decade National Congress this Wednesday. President Xi told more than 2,000 delegates gathered in the Great Hall of the People Wednesday that China was entering a new era of socialism with Chinese characteristics. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Spain's top court ruled Catalonia's independence referendum illegal Tuesday, saying that the regional law backing it violated Spain's constitution, Lucy Fielder reporting.
Behind bars on Tuesday, the leaders of Catalonia's two main separatist groups, pending trial for sedition as Spain's worst political crisis in decades deepens. They're jailing Monday night, sparking protests and a government walkout on Tuesday. Catalonia is refusing to renounce its symbolic declaration of independence. Madrid has given Catalan leaders until Thursday to do so.
I això és el que nosaltres insistim i que és el que mateix que direm dijous. Dijous els direm, escolti, no direm res diferent que dilluns. Volen seure i parlem. Hi ha un clamor de parli vostès que poden. Nosaltres volem i podem. Altres no volen.
So it looks ever more likely that Spain will impose direct rule on the autonomous region. Also under investigation, Catalonia's police chief, accused of failing to order his force to impose a ban on the independence referendum last month. While the two pro-independence leaders are accused of helping to orchestrate protests. The Catalan government accusing Madrid of taking political prisoners. A reminder of life under dictator General Franco, when Catalan culture was suppressed.
The White House Wednesday is reacting furiously to a federal judge blocking President Donald Trump's latest order restricting travel, which was to go to the Justice Department. It will go vigorously and defend the president's lawful action, according to the Justice Department. The Justice Department calls the ruling incorrect and says it will appeal the decision in an expeditious manner. The Homeland Security Acting Secretary Elaine Duke said, while we comply with any lawful judicial order, we look forward to prevailing in this matter upon appeal. Immigrants and people on business or tourist visas are blocked from Chad, Libya, and Yemen. Visitors from Somalia may come to the United States while immigrants are barred. In the case of Venezuela, only certain government officials are disallowed. At least 52 people are dead, 200 more wounded, in a terrorist attack on a police training center in eastern Afghanistan Tuesday. Officials say the attack began when a suicide bomber detonated a car filled with explosives near the training center in Gardez, the capital of Paktia province. After the explosion, a group of gunmen then stormed the center and engaged in a shootout with police there. A source in Paktia provincial government said the chief of Paktia police was also killed in the attack. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.